I mean, I think hey, you guys want your 40 acres? It's in Wyoming. Go get it.
Yeah, definitely. There's some massive plots of land they can snag out in Salida here in Colorado.
Yeah, go give them the land that even the Indians don't want.
Come out to Salida, yeah. The natives didn't even want to build their casinos there. They opted for Black Hawk.
Interesting. Why don't we give the we should just give the blacks like their own land where they could do the casinos and the police like the Indians.
Right. Wow. Let's see how long that lasts for.
Oh, never mind. We have that. It's called the South Side of Chicago. Detroit. Not looking too good. Not doing good.
Unfortunately, just not hotbeds for tourism currently. Right? They're just not doing a good job with the advertising on the social media.
Yeah, I think it's the marketing problem. They need to start advertising like crime tourism. You ever wanted to steal a car? Come to Southside Chicago.
You don't see the Obamas and Oprah Winfrey building mansions on the seaside there in Northside Chicago. Right.
Oh no, Obama in the south side of Chicago is building a library with no books. That's right. A library with two basketball courts, zero books. More basketball courts than books.
Is that
the Obama library?
Actually true. There's basketball courts in the Obama library. Why would that even be a thing?
I didn't believe it. I was working on this job and I was there because they fucked up this like sewer system to the school when they redid the street for the Obama library, and we were all talking about it. They were all talking like the guys actually building it were making fun of it. They couldn't believe it.
Gotta have the basketball court, right?
There's like basketball courts, a swimming pool, it's supposed to be like a rec center, but they call it the Obama Presidential Library.
Okay.
It has no books.
Is it a rec center for troubled youth?
I mean, it's in a bad area where I guess everybody is troubled.
It's a troubled neighborhood. Good thing they put in all those resources to build those basketball courts. Probably none of them can afford to go get a membership to, right?
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
All right, good for Obama. I'm glad he's at least doing some good for the communities there, right? Better than everything else we got going on in this world. Crazy times. Mike, how is it, everything going in the Chicagoland area for you, man? Good times? Good weather?
Yeah, it's been really nice, man. I hate how people can't just enjoy the nice weather.
Isn't it insane?
It's El Nino year, dude. Just enjoy it. Just fucking enjoy it. Like, 2 years ago, everybody was crying about these... remember the polar vortex?
That's right, man. I had to visit Chicago to make sausage during the polar vortex. It was complete misery for everyone, everywhere.
Yeah. So everybody's miserable when there's a polar vortex, and then now nobody can enjoy the nice weather because this is a sign of the existential crisis of global warming. I don't know. If it's 50 degrees in early March, late February, I'm okay with this global warming.
Oh, here, definitely okay with it. Man. Here in Colorado, we have our snowiest time of the year coming up in March, so you got to enjoy the warm February when you get it. Especially the sunshine, and especially when they're falling behind on their chemtrail schedule, you know? They're mostly dishing it out around the other parts of the country, so...
Well, I thought it was just because these really democratic cities are now facing, like, budget shortfalls.
I think, that's probably why we have less chemtrails this year.
I think that's why we're getting more sunny days and brighter. Right, it's like, oh my God, what's going on in Chicago?
The unfortunate side effect of Bidenomics is less funding for Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum to ruin our lives and kill us all.
If this keeps up in 3 years, there'll be no mosquitoes. Might have actual enjoyable summer.
I guess I didn't clip anything for the show, but I saw a lot of stuff here locally, and then it's creeping into the national media, this rise in measles. All of a sudden, I have to imagine Bill Gates has a measles farm somewhere in Cuba. It's the only reason for this.
He's actually breeding weasels that have measles.
Yes, man! Weasels with measles. Oh my God, dude. You see, they had a whole writer's strike. They can't even come up with that. It's incredible.
Couldn't even come up with that. The Weasel Farm?
I saw a clip of a recent SNL that actually made me laugh. Had nothing to do with politics. It was fantastic. And it was a rip on the new Dune 2 movie. Apparently, they're giving out these popcorns with this cap on it that looks like some demonic vagina. And they did a whole like music video that was absolutely hilarious about a kid like falling in love with his popcorn pussy thing. It's pretty funny. Yeah, you gotta take a look at it. If you Google it up, Dune 2, you can get this apparently, specific...
It's supposed to look like that vagina worm that they have in the movie.
Exactly, yeah. It's supposed to mimic the worm from the Dune, but it resembles like a demonic devil pussy of some sort.
That just turns your popcorn into a fleshlight. I believe somebody owes somebody some money.
I think they put it out there just to make SNL funny and relevant again. That was the whole premise. SNL will really nail this one. It was funny,
gotta
man.
Gotta give up something.
But you know what? Finally, something hilarious from SNL, not about Trump.
That's true.
All right, man. Like, nothing political. This could be, maybe the pendulum again is starting to swing the other way. Right?
Yeah. I liked when they had Shane Gillis on there. That was pretty good.
Did you catch that? I have yet to have time to actually skim through it, unfortunately.
Yeah. I did like how the way they did the shoes. That was pretty funny. That was a real good skit.
So they had some good skits. All right. Oh, they made fun of him.
Because they made fun of Trump's shoes and how, like, they're not going to make you run faster, or jump higher, or shoot better, but they just give you the courage to tell people you did. And, like, that was pretty funny. And then at the end, the guy puts on Joe Biden sneakers and they just make you fall.
That's good. That's good stuff.
So they did a little jab at Joe. I liked it. It was all right.
Nice. That's refreshing.
You don't remember, like, who is everybody on SNL now?
I don't even
know any of these people.
That's good, though. Maybe they had to get rid of the turds.
The turfs?
We'll say turds and turfs, actually. Still trying to figure out turfs. I'm about 75%.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news, Mike. We cannot waste any more time. This is hugely pressing, and I think we got to talk about it. Every time there's a major milestone like this, we have to respect it. And, enjoy the moment. So here we go. Let's do this.
LeBron James added to his legend last night. The 39-year-old superstar became the first player in NBA history to score 40,000 points in a career, reaching the mark with this drive to the basket in the second quarter of the Lakers game against the Nuggets. Nice little spin move and lefty there. James celebrating the milestone with a 4 and a big 0 on the sidelines.
And he then celebrated the loss in the locker room with his team after the Nuggets beat them once again. Every single time LeBron has these retarded, self-promoting, triumphant celebrations, the team just lets him down. It's fucking hilarious.
Of course. Who wants to play with you after the showboating and the, you know what I mean? A big celebratory 40,000. Great, LeBron. You know, there's a whole rest of the team here.
They
stop
the game. I actually don't, I need to look it up, actually. I'm not fully sure if they definitely lost. I fell asleep during the game, to be totally honest. It was kind of boring. Here's the final score. Denver, 124. LeBron's Lakers, 114. That's pathetic. You lost by 10. You lost by double digits, you loser. Dude, Michael Jordan would have never lost these games. I cannot stress that enough.
He would have never stopped in the middle to celebrate because he didn't care. He had money on the line. He needed to win that game.
He would have dunked it, surpassed the mark, and then gone right to defense, stolen the ball, dunked it again, and talked trash to your mother. Like, that was his whole deal, man.
Oh, sorry, sorry. LeBron, let's break this down for LeBron. Defense is after you score, you run back to the other side of the court. I know, it's crazy.
I'm not kidding. I was watching the game because it's rare here that we get a live Denver Nuggets game, they have a contractual dispute with Comcast, so all Altitude games, which televises Nuggets and Avalanche, they're only televised on DirecTV. So you have Comcast, which is the number one used television provider in Colorado. You can't watch the Nuggets. So when they're on
ABC.
The
only one in a lot of places.
Exactly. And I was actually shocked at first. I thought, wow, the Nuggets, they're on two nights in a row on, you know, national TV. Well, this is crazy. This is great stuff. And then, of course, all they talked about leading up to it is, it's LeBron's night. He's going to surpass the mark and all this. And I thought, okay, this is great. I'm going to watch LeBron cry and celebrate and thank God and the Satan and everybody else. You know, I think he's a Satanist. But he's going
to... He's so irrelevant. Next season, they're going to have him date Taylor Swift.
You know what I mean?
This guy got a 40,000 and nobody even cares.
They asked him about retirement and whether or not he would just call it quits spontaneously or if he would do the Kobe Bryant deal where he announces it in the off season and says next year is my last dance, you know,
and die in a helicopter.
And oh yeah, maybe. No, but he would have then, I don't know if you remember Kobe's last year, but for the last second half of the season, every stadium he played in, they did a memorial video and fireworks and dancers and, you know, retired Kobe's jersey. Well, come on. Why would you even ask LeBron? Of course he's going to do the Kobe Bryant retirement tour. He's going to, every game he does is going to be a celebration of LeBron.
When asked if he would do a retirement season, he said, excuse me? I'm doing a retirement decade. We're going 10 seasons.
The last year of his career, every teammate will wear his jersey. It'll just be a team of LeBrons to honor LeBron. LeBron passes to LeBron.
He's going to need help getting up to his seat. It's going to be so high up above the other guys. You know, the high bench. I don't know, man. That he's definitely 39. Come on.
I think he's going to go a few more years. He's pretty dead set on playing with his son, who will never go into the NBA. Nobody wants to bring a dude on for millions of dollars who has a defected heart.
I know. So but there's no, I mean, how many more seasons can they really keep him on? Is he really that good?
He's pretty good. I've been watching a lot of basketball. He's good. He still has the talent, man. I mean, he's better than most of the people out there. He's just physically enormous.
All right. Yeah, but I mean, you think he's still worth the money? He's still
Here's what's going on, right? Like, Jordan kept playing in his twilight years there. Like, when he was on the Wizards, he was hitting 41, 42. And people forget, he was breaking records still in his 40s on the Wizards. And, you know, putting out from time to time 30-point games, triple-doubles. I mean, he was crushing still. But the knees started to go. You know what I mean? The body started to give up on Jordan, but the mind was there. LeBron has conditioned himself in a way that the body's still there and the mind is maturing, so he's a really dominant player still. You know, a lot of these guys are flying around at full speed, and sure, they're faster, but are they smarter? You know?
All right, I'll give it to you. You know more than me about it.
I'm just saying, it's been interesting watching LeBron. And more so now, he's not getting the same calls he used to, you know? So he's not really super superstar anymore, but he's still there where he's getting the national games. They're letting him, you know, they give him the dunk. He has his first quarter dunk every game where some play happens. They get the ball, they lob it to LeBron, who never played defense and just hung back in the backcourt, and he gets this dunk. Everybody goes crazy, and it's on the highlight reel on the Sports Center at night, every game.
Well,
it's good times. I myself,
I don't know, 40 years old is old, man. That's old to be playing. I feel like you know, next year there's got to be some young guys coming in that are better than him.
We can only hope, man. It's just the money machine, dude. They'll make it work, right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs were one of the worst teams in football this year, but of course they were in the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift.
Of course, yeah. Right. So, yeah, they need to get him a white girl.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of troubled white girls, we got our own here in the Colorado region. Lauren Boebert, or as I like to say, Babert Showing. That's right. She's packing the heat, boys. Those are village feeders.
They just love hating her, huh?
Oh, dude, they will go after this chick any which way they can. We teased it a while back. I think we maybe discussed it. I don't recall dropping a clip or anything about it, but Lauren Boebert got into a fight with her husband. Her husband got arrested, and now there's like a restraining order against the ex-husband, and allegedly the guy like hit the kid. All this stuff, it was all over the news here. Sensational, right? But now Boebert back in the news, baby, and this one is well, I think we can all relate.
Well, police arrested Tyler Boebert yesterday. He's already been in court and released.
This is Tyler Boebert, little Boebert, Boebert's 18-year-old son.
But he's still facing some very serious charges. Now, according to arrest documents, he's accused of playing a role in breaking into at least four vehicles in the rifle area, then using stolen debit cards. The purchases were mostly at gas stations for things like fuel, snacks, even a blue Gatorade. There was also a $50 charge at McDonald's and a charge for more than $700 at an online clothing shop that got flagged and declined. Now, we're told this happened when he was with a group of friends, so it's unclear exactly who did what in this string of crimes. But police identified Tyler using security cameras from the gas station. So you can see it here in this photo. It's tough to see, but he was wearing a hoodie that said Shooter's Grill on it. That's the restaurant his mom, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, used to own.
Don't, you stupid idiot. You're robbing people's credit cards and shopping with the credit cards with your mom's restaurant sweatshirt on. You retard.
No, in a statement, she said in part...
Leave the crime up to the professionals, man. Come on.
I know.
You know?
And, you know, you're the offspring of someone in Congress, somebody in the D.C. swamp. Do the crimes the way their kids do it. Hire some hookers from Ukraine and do crack and film it and lose your laptop at a local computer repair shop, man. Come on, get it right.
Robbing cars for poor people. You're not poor. Go get bags of money from Ukraine. What are you doing? It's for the peasants to do the crime, the petty crime.
Well, he's a really young kid. He's not like those other young kids who are 54 years old and doing those kind of crimes. <That's the problem. laughs> Wait till he's just an older young kid at age 54. Oh, yeah.
I love my son, who's been through some very difficult public challenges that he didn't ask for. Breaks my heart to see my child struggling and that he should be held accountable for poor decisions just like any other citizen. Now, this is the latest in a string of legal trouble for the Boebert family. Recently, there were accusations of a physical fight between the Congresswoman and her ex-husband. She did end up filing a temporary restraining order against him. Now, she has said that is one of the big reasons why she moved from the Western Slope to Windsor, Colorado instead, and why she is currently running for Colorado's 4th Congressional District instead of CD3, which is the seat that she currently holds.
Oh, yeah. Showing. So, Boebert getting more trouble here. The Sun also, they didn't throw it down in this clip, but it's also well known around town that he's also in a little bit of trouble for filming a sex tape with a minor. But, you know, it gets kind of tricky when, you know, the dude himself, I think, is 18, right? Is that what they said there?
Yeah.
You know, so it's probably a girlfriend, and, you know, they're... Life lesson, bro, your mom's in Congress. You're going to have to watch yourself. You know, there's people these people are after you. They're gonna get you for anything.
Just throw the laptop away. Do not get it repaired. Just throw it away. Buy a new one.
Yeah, just avoid filming yourself weighing out crack rocks and comparing your dong to your illegally purchased gun.
One rule, crack out, phone down. Crack out, phone down.
I've been contending for a long time when it comes to NASA and the space race and everything we see. It's all a show. I'm not saying it's fake what we do in space. I think we have fantastical weaponry in space. I believe that that's why we still are a superpower on the planet, because we are just dominating the space, man.
Maybe.
You know, like,
we got a pretty good Navy, too, you know?
Yeah,
pretty
but
good Air Force.
We got Jewish space lasers, bro. Come on, man.
I know. That seems pretty... That'd be pretty cool, though, to have a space laser.
I just think you could threaten a lot of people if you got a laser floating around in space circling the globe at all times.
Oh, I know. I mean, it sucks for Lahaina, sucks for Texas, but man, think about how cool we are now.
Pretty cool.
We got space lasers?
Pretty cool. And not out of the realm of imagination, I believe it was GoldenEye, one of my favorite James Bond flicks, where they're trying to stop Russia from utilizing like a space laser satellite. And that's,
wow.
It's like 1990 when that movie came out, man. So, I mean, we've been entertaining the idea of space lasers for a long time.
1990? Dude, I just thought, dude, they've been making 007s for like 60 years.
Since 58, 62? When's the first one? The first one was Dr.
Holy
No.
Shit.
So when did Dr. No come out? Was that 62? It's got
to
be.
It had to be early 60s, right? That was Sean Connery?
Yes, it's
yeah,
so 62. Good. Oh, Dr. No is...
Yeah. Wow.
Time.
That's
yeah,
60
man.
Years.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'd really...
That's got to be the greatest franchise of all time.
Dude, I'd love it if they went back to the classy, smart-ass James Bond and left the action guy behind.
I don't know. Yeah, dude, the last one that came out was 2021. So from 62 to 21.
21? I didn't see that last one. It was too long.
No Time to Die.
I had no time to watch it. It was way too long. Absolutely way too long. Clocked in like 2.5 hours.
2:43.
Yeah, so, you know, the new Dune movie's out, and we attempted to watch the first Dune movie, and Emma fell asleep every single time, and I was like, hey, it's getting great reviews. It's 98% on the Rotten Tomatoes. Supposed to be a great action flick, and we looked it up, and it clocks in, I think, 2:46 or whatever it is, and Emma just said, no, we'll watch it at home. Not even going to try. It was just a not even going to try. And then there was another movie that's coming out. Man, what was it? It was a 90-minute flick, and I got really excited about it. Oh, man, it's too bad. It's escaping my mind.
9/11.
9/11.
No, what did you say? What flick?
Oh, no, it was a 90-minute movie that's coming out soon.
Oh, I thought you said 9/11. I thought you said 90, like a 9/11 movie.
Like, no.
Damn.
No. We could use another 9/11 movie, though. We're due. Yeah.
No, I think you got to wait about 40 years.
Oh, man, I want to hear the catchphrase. Let's roll! Yeah.
I think like 2041, we'll get a lot of information. Dude, craziest statistic. Apparently, they spent more money on the Jan 6th investigation than any investigation ever in American history, even more than 9/11. We dedicated more resources to Jan 6th than 9/11.
More than the Warren Commission and the assassination of JFK?
More. Even if you account for inflation.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I was giving it inflation in my head. I was just like, all right, but still outrageous, but okay.
Yeah, we've dedicated more resources to Jan 6th than anything that ever happened in history.
That's incredible. And here we are, 10 years from the disappearance of MH370, man. Still don't know where it is. No investigations, basically.
Never heard of it.
Well, they can't tell us about the portal it disappeared through that was started by the three Tic Tacs.
Or that it accidentally flew into the path of a testing laser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I should have painted that plane blue. Oh, I'm only going to fly on blue planes.
Yes, man. Southwest, I think they do the blue plane, dude. That's the way to go.
Yeah, good call. You just don't sit in the tail section. That's where the orange and white are.
You're pretty hung up on the blue with this story.
Frank, he let that shit slip, dude.
I know he
that
did.
That was like, that was such a weird, that was an old man not realizing he shouldn't say this.
It's he creepy, like, too. He
come
was,
on.
Because they were in the right house.
No, because they had the right roof.
Did he say roof?
He said, yeah, he said there's one house surrounded by 20 that are burnt down, all because it had the right roof.
The blue roof.
That's what I'm saying. Painted blue.
Let me just hear one more time.
These areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it.
The right roof on it, yes. Okay, all right.
Dude. That's what killed me. You spun me through a loop, Joe. Now I'm admitting Frank's right.
It's a bad place to be. It's never good when we agree on one of my nut job conspiracy theories.
And we're agreeing more and more often. People, look out. This is end of times. The waters are running in the Middle East.
Well, speaking of apocalyptic times ahead, I'd advise everyone to avoid New York because the crime is so out of control and the police apparently are so defunded. And they also have absolutely no room, according to Mayor Eric Adams. they're sending in the freaking National Guard to guard the subway now.
I can't believe this.
I got a clip for us. Are you down?
Oh, I love New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced new efforts to fight rising crime in New York City's subway system, which is up 13%, and that's just since last year. So Hochul is deploying a...
Okay, you caught that, right?
And it was already up like 20% from the year before.
They're going to drop some fantastic math, but they're going to be quick on it so you don't catch it.
1,000 state personnel from the MTA, state police, even the National Guard to help the city. Andrew Siff with NBC News New York spoke with commuters about the safety improvements.
Lately, I don't feel that safe.
Trisha Alexander said her commute hasn't felt great lately, but seeing police back on the platform helps.
What does that do for your state of mind?
It makes me feel safe. Now I feel like I got to look around my back all the time.
The return of 1,000 uniformed officers to the subway began in February and seems to be working. As we've reported, subway crime spiked 45% in January when the city ended its police overtime program in the subway.
Oh, yeah.
45%.
That's right.
I don't know if I could believe this guy. Are you telling me you put police somewhere, the crime stopped? I've never heard of this before. What do you call this?
Yeah, they just can't say out loud, they got to fund the police. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, just say you were wrong.
I know.
We need more police. We're no longer a sanctuary city. Let's stop with, you know, we have to stop with these feelings and actually run a city.
It's so insane to me to just be so insistent on not admitting fault or that you were wrong or that you made the wrong choice or the wrong call. I mean, this dude, you guys marched and burned the streets. You created Chaz. We let you. And then we defunded all our police across the nation, and every city now has rampant crime.
Yeah, and I love your idea. It was like, no, it was a good idea to defund the police. We just need to bring in the National Guard now. like what?
Now we need the military. Come on, man. It's crazy.
What do you mean?
The crime must be so bad that they're bringing in the National Guard. It's very sensational. It's very crazy. And the one thing that bothers me about it is you heard the lady earlier there where, you know, how reassuring it is to have the police force around. And, you know, she felt better knowing that there's more, you know, enforcement happening. I almost feel as if they took away the police to rise the crime so that way we beg for harsher crime punishment, which could end up being worse for us. You know, we may be ushering in, welcoming in martial law, essentially.
Oh, could be. You know, but no, I think they just, you have a lot of people with really bad ideas. Like this whole section of our country that they I don't know, they're under the impression that people are inherently good.
Well,
and you know what? I mean, I'm glad we got people out there that are that optimistic and that trusting in people, but the truth is there's a very fine line. There's a very thin layer that's just like keeping us in line, you know?
Yeah, and again, I think this was part of the World Economic Forum, like Agenda 2030 and all that jazz. I'm pretty sure they purposely wanted to destabilize these urban areas so that way the populace welcomes in kind of that iron fist rule of law enforcement.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, yeah, now they're happy that the military is coming into the subway.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
It's a little weird. You shouldn't be happy to see the military anywhere on your streets.
Well, the worst part is, though, now our military is all gay and trans, so I don't even know how good they're going to be at stopping the crime.
Well, they will all be fabulous in June, I can guarantee it. All right, let's keep rolling.
In January, when the city ended its police overtime program in the subway, the renewed NYPD surge led to a drop in February. But subway crime still up 13% this year.
When I'm on the subway system and I speak with riders, they say, Eric, nothing makes us feel safer than seeing that officer at the token booth, walking through the system, walking through the trains.
Mayor Adams said not only will the manpower...
Dude, I don't know what it is about this guy. I love him. I love any clip with Eric Adams, man. I can't get enough. He's so hilarious.
Yeah.
And he simultaneously insanely corrupt. Like, the FBI is investigating insane amount of crimes involving his campaign team and all this, like, financing and pocketing of government money.
No, that's the
money.
Best part. You gotta really look into that case. He's really just surrounded by the most incompetent people in the world. Like you look at the case, like, on the surface, and you're like, holy shit, these guys are just criminal masterminds. How did they, and then you, like, dive into it, and you're just like, oh, no, they were so stupid, they didn't know they were breaking the law half the time. They're just so dumb. You know what I mean? Every single person there is there because they're black.
Yeah.
You know? Not because they're good at what they do. And I'm not saying black people are bad at what they do, but when you only get the job because of the color of your skin, chances are you're not the best person at that job.
Well, yeah. Eric Adams isn't conveying a lot of intelligence here, but he's certainly an animated and fun fella to listen to. So I'm glad he's there to at least to explain the foibles of New York in ways we can understand. He speaks the common man language.
He does speak our language.
At the token booth, walking through the system, walking through the trains.
Mayor Adams said not only will the manpower continue, but bag checks will be back at major transit hubs within the week.
There's many ways that the state can even ramp up more support for protection of citizens and commuters on the subway.
Some riders say the renewed law enforcement focus should deter criminals, many of whom are repeat offenders.
It gives a person something to think about if they're even considering to do something they're not supposed to be doing.
Yet to be calculated who pays the estimated $15 million per month in police overtime. Also, amid reports of more guns in the system and more slashings, the mayor wants to fast-track technology for metal detection.
They are doing an excellent job in identifying razors, knives, scissors, other sharp objects. To me, that's a low bar. I want to be able to identify a gun.
All right, so I
wait, you could find the scissors, but you can't find the guns?
I don't know if you noticed how creepy this got there. Basically, they're going to, what we talked about, They're going to bring in the AI camera systems, and they're bringing in the heavy security. They're not going to be checking your bags. I mean, here we are, dude. We're welcoming in with open arms this security state.
Yeah, you're right.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, these people are all for it. Eric Adams, he's, you know, very excited to implement these new technologies into how we make your city more secure.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry too much. I've seen this played out before. Who do you think it's going to affect the most? The POCs, and then they'll get rid of it next election.
Wow, you're right, actually. It's basically what's going to happen.
This is what always happens, dude. They get soft on crime because it's disproportionately affecting these people. And then what do? The crime goes up. Now you got to go really hard on them. And who does that affect even? You know what I mean?
Yeah, same cycle. What I'm kind of noticing, though, we're in like a more futuristic kind of time frame now. I'm getting big RoboCop vibes.
Wow. This is like the exact climate RoboCop came out in New
York. Climate. I'm not kidding. Like, yeah. In New York, very similar to that futuristic Detroit they had for the RoboCop film. So I'm sensing...
Was that Detroit?
Yeah, I think it was future Detroit. For the RoboCop. Yeah, I believe so.
I thought it was California.
You know, 80s Detroit, still a place that was happening, I feel like. It was still a hub. So they were still kind of basing storylines out of it. Now nobody would believe any movie taking place in Detroit.
But, yeah, set in Detroit. Good call.
Yeah, future Detroit.
Came out in 1987.
It's a great flick, man. I love the RoboCop. And and I don't remember which RoboCop it is. Could even be the first one, but they have like the drone mechanical RoboCop, and it eventually turns on everybody in the boardroom scene and kills all the CEOs and everybody.
Yeah, I think that was too.
It was later on, but either way, how far away are we now from them busting out some sort of police drone system? I mean, we already have the teeny drones. I've seen several clips. They're actually they're busting them out for spring break this year on Miami Beach. They're tiny police drones about the size of like a little race car, and they're just going to patrol the beach and, you know, catch people doing things. So we're going down that route, but have you seen these drones? I think they're in China with the machine guns attached to them.
No.
I think it's in China. Maybe it was CGI, some sort of AI deepfake. I'm pretty sure in China, they got like armed robots that are drones and they patrol the streets. Or at least they had them.
You know, people, when Frank's wrong, he is wrong.
Nice.
Frank, these aren't drones with machine guns on them.
Okay.
These are machine gun mounted robot dogs that are being that are being dropped in place by a drone. That's so stupid.
Sorry. The machine gun mounted robot dogs are already patrolling in China.
The drone is just dropping off the robot dog with a machine gun on its back, Frank. Couldn't be more wrong.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. Certifiable.
So scary. You know who else had? No, you know who's got the flying gun drone is India.
Okay, India. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Do you see what's going on in these countries? These are places where their populace isn't as armed as the government, so they're able to implement these crazy mechanisms on the society. But here, you know, if we started seeing robots with guns, people would start blasting those fuckers out of the street.
Yeah, dude, don't get near me with a fucking machine gun mounted robot dog.
Don't even put your drone near me. If it's a drone, I don't care what's attached to it, I'm going to shoot it out of my backyard.